News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we're into the final 2 weeks of campaigning in the abortion referendum, with both sides preparing for their final big push. But just how much traction are they getting in rural Ireland? Now, our political correspondent Sean Defoe has been visiting some of the large towns in rural areas with both campaigns. This morning, he brings us this report from Dungarvan in County Waterford, where the Save the Eighth campaign brought their campaign bus.
If an alien landed in Waterford and drove the 40 minutes from the city to Dungarvan, he'd be forgiven for thinking that a no vote was a foregone conclusion. The odd dissenting yes poster aside, the picturesque seaside town is bedecked in posters calling for a no vote, and it doesn't take too long to find some of the campaigners either.
This is our mission, I suppose, at the moment, that we're trying to get people to vote no. After all, we don't want the politicians to take over from us, because there will never be a comeback. They can do what they like. So we really feel that babies are very important. And they seem to have no choice. There's a choice for the mother, but they seem to have no choice at all for the baby.
It's a human rights issue, and we'd be removing that. And the license to kill is what we're replacing it with. And that is wrong.
What I suppose your opponents on the S side will say is that abortions are already happening. They're just happening in the UK for Irish women, and that they are a reality that people should, if they have to travel, that adds extra to that trauma that you're talking about.
Well, I mean, rape happens. Does that mean we allow it to happen by having rape rooms, or people, you know, break the speed limit? Do we bring it up just because there are the few that are breaking the speed limit? I wouldn't see that as a reason at all.
Joining them is local Fianna Fáil TD Mary Butler, who's been front and centre for the pro-life wing of the party. Fianna Fáil has been the most divided political party in the country on abortion, but Mary Butler knows exactly where she stands.
You know, I'm just afraid that the floodgates will open if the regime of abortion comes into Ireland. I would be very, very concerned. It means an awful lot to me personally. That's why I'm out with the roadshow. But I just feel it's a step too far for us here in Ireland, for our country, for our women, but especially for our babies.
Your party leader, Micheál Martin, said that if the Eighth Amendment is repealed and the legislation comes in, or if Fianna Fáil are in government and that happens, that they will support it and he will bring forward that legislation. Would that be your shared view as well?
Look, I just think the first step I want to get over is the 25th of May, and we're going to see exactly what happens. Like, if a no vote carries, is the status quo okay? It certainly isn't in my book. The status quo can't remain as it is, because we have to recognise that supports have to be put in place for people who see a crisis pregnancy. If the yes vote carries and then we're into legislation, tis over to the government, tis over to the legislators, the Dáil and the Shannon. I would certainly see I've been in a lot of contact with all my colleagues up in Leinster House that are like-minded like me. I could certainly see that this bill that comes forward will see a lot of challenges, will see a lot of amendments put down, and I think it'll see a hefty challenge.
Micheál Martin's stance on the issue has upset many at the grassroots level, and one message that crops up again and again is, don't trust politicians.
No, I wouldn't trust a phone mum. I mean, I'll mention the name, Micheál Martin. I'm a Fianna Fáil man. You would have put your life in it. Simon Courtney. You know, men that you would trust. They didn't show much sign that you should trust them in the last couple of months.
Has there been a lot of unhappiness among Fianna Fáil members?
Yeah, yeah, there has been a lot. I'm in Cork a lot, Cork City. And I've been told by friends up there who would be of the Fianna Fáil persuasion that Michael McGrath will wipe the ground of them in the next election. He's in the same constituency. Yeah, people are disappointed, you see. He was anti-abortion, so was Simon Corbyn, very much so. And Simon comes along and does a U-turn because, I suppose, he could see his political career as a minister going down the drain.
Mary Butler acknowledged that the status quo is not okay, and the yes side believes that that's something you can't change without a repeal vote. So where should it land?
Does there need to be, in your view, some sort of middle ground between the 12 weeks and the current position?
Well, I would certainly like to see, like, the Citizens' Assembly was formed, and they spent a lot of time looking at the whole 8 Amendment. I would certainly like to see another Citizens' Assembly put together to have a look at support that could be have in place, to have a look specifically at the incidences around rape, incest and fatal fetal abnormalities, that abortion isn't the only solution.
While the No Side have campaigned in the main square, another group from Together for Yes have also been campaigning and getting a positive reaction. They believe that even in rural areas like this, it's not all sewn up, despite some tough competition.
We've had campaigners from the other side coming up and kind of fairly aggressively asking us why we're voting for abortion, bringing out the murderer line, etc. And it wasn't something I was anticipating, actually. That's been the most difficult thing to deal with today.
Rural Ireland can vote yes, and people in rural Ireland want to vote yes. There are lots of no posters everywhere. I don't think they're very effective in convincing people that no is the way to vote because of how distressing they are and how they're factually inaccurate.
You know, if we can change the minds of people here, or even just give them the facts, and then they can make a more informed decision, and through that we can possibly attain a stronger yes vote.
And that report was from our political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Now, tomorrow, Sean will be on the campaign trail with the Yes side.